Now going to the airport, Madam Clerk. Item number two.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to approve a payment of $300,000 to Delta Airlines for financial participation and to help mitigate the cost of the Delta move from Concourse E to Concourse D at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is being presented to you because D Concourse now is being very underutilized. Frontier Airlines has diminished their service significantly, and as a result, the gates are not being used the way they were when Frontier was hubbing out of the D Concourse. And Delta Airlines is interested in moving over there because they want to enhance their customer experience by the newer D Concourse. The airport is interested in facilitating that move because the D Concourse has better facilities and better concessions and more concessions than the E Concourse. And so we think it would be a benefit to all parties to do that. I have on the board, on the high-tech board, low-tech paper, that shows you Delta's gates on E and the future Delta gates on E if this happens. In addition, Delta covets the larger club room that Midwest had, the old Midwest Air Club, will become the Delta Sky Club, which is about twice as large. Mr. Brian Lattingly is the regional director of properties, is with us today representing Delta Airlines.
Mr. Brian Lattingly can come up to the table. He also registered to speak.
The airport also is recommending that to mitigate the cost of the move and to incentivize the move that we contribute a $300,000 fund to Delta to help this move. It's going to cost over $600,000 to do the move. Of course, Delta is paying the other share. We do anticipate that the increased concession revenue from the move will generate approximately $220,000 additional because of the additional concession opportunities. So we'll make the money back, if you will, over time. Additionally, as the report says, the checkpoint is larger, the club room and the concourse. We think this makes some sense and allows Delta to enhance their customer experience.
Mr. Langley? Matt Langley?
Yes, sir.
You have any comments?
Well, the comment is I came here in support of this particular settlement. $300,000, Delta is making a contribution towards this move, the airport's making a contribution towards this move, and I think that, of course, like Mr. Bateman said, there will be an impact in non-airline revenues that will result from this. The community will benefit because those that are currently flying on Delta will, by moving to the D terminal, will have a better security experience and hopefully a quicker security experience. Because the footprint is larger, we're going to have more access to concessions once they get through. The former Best Care Club that Delta intends to lease is twice the size of the current Sky Club on E that was a former Sky Club for Northwest, and is a better fit for our customers here in Milwaukee. So I'm very supportive of this and think it's quite a fair negotiation.
Senator Washington.
I think, Mr. Chairman, at this time I'd like to move approval of item two.
We have a motion to move approval. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to move approval, should the Vice Chair not do so. But a question then. The fiscal report, fiscal note says the funding is available in the airport development fund account. I was curious, where did those funds come from? Are those passenger fees?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the airport development fund account comes from a comes from a 10% cut of the concession revenues.
Thus, I would think by hopefully Delta will have a healthy business here, people streaming into Concourse D with the enhanced concessions and further budgeting this fund.
Right.
Very good self-serving logic in any case. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I guess I'm trying to understand the full picture on the move because
sure.
The other day in finance we heard a little bit about, you know, fixed costs, very little change in any, little, no change in any fixed costs, very little savings on our side in terms of shutting down the other concourse. We talk here about additional concession revenue, but really it's because we're moving it over from the other concourse. I mean, there's no addition. It's the same amount of total demand, and it's just now concentrated in one concourse. So we're going to open up a hole in the concessionaires on the other concourse, right? And we're going to have to pay something there. There's even a statement that alludes to that. So I guess I'd like some total picture of what we're getting into, not just biting it off for what Delta gets, and then and I guess I need to understand two things: what is this really costing us total, big picture, and then secondly, is this really necessary, or does Delta get enough advantage out of this move that they don't need a payoff?
Mr. Bain.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the estimate of $220,000 is the net improvement in income, and the reason is because the revenue per passenger on D is higher than the revenue per passenger on E because there's more opportunities to purchase. There's a reason for that. So we calculated that out, you know, based on the number of passengers that would move over versus the loss, and that was the number that came out, was $220,000. Delta asked us to participate in this move, and staff has agreed and recommending it to the board because we think this is in the best interest of the county. The D concourse is a ghost town today, and when Southwest moves over to C in November, it's going to be really a ghost town. And it's kind of a sad thing because that's one of our nicer concourses, and certainly you have Nona's, and you have Johnny Rockets, and you've got Usinger's Deli, and you've got the gift shops. So it's a much nicer experience for our passengers and our customers than E, which just has the one food and beverage restaurant. One newsstand. So, as much as we don't like, you know, making these types of shifts, we think that in this case, Delta, which is a major domestic airline, an international airline, and a major player in Milwaukee, this is a good thing. And hopefully, as time marches on, they will continue to increase their service out of here. They did, in the last few months, add service to Idlewild Wild and LaGuardia.
Okay, you enlightened me on the one thing, which was that there was a net revenue increase, and that there actually is increased usage. But what about the offsets?
The expenses we estimate that the expenses now this goes into the later item because it involves closing, and this does not in itself close the concourse. But if we do close Concourse E, the savings is about $216,000 a year.
There was some reference to that we may have to compensate the concessionaires or adjust their what they're losing on the other hand.
That conversation with them hasn't taken place yet, but just on face value, they should be very happy with this because right now the number of people walking by those concessions is very few, and so this is going to increase that significantly. And it's a multiple concession operation versus the one. So I think that they'll be supportive of it. But I do have to have that conversation and come back to you with any changes to their lease agreement.
And you feel that this is necessary incentive, that they would not do this on their own? That there isn't enough in this deal for them to want to make that move without this?
I can't speak for Delta. It was a conversation we've had for a couple of months now, and they really, you know, there's not a lot of net gain. Brian, I'll turn it to you, okay, rather than speak for Delta.
Well, I think in our discussions, we didn't draw any lines in the sand about how what the dollar amount would be over under for whether or not Delta would make this move or not. But I think that it's important when you are having these discussions to share in the successes that will result from this. You know, these facilities are the newest facilities at Mitchell, and through no fault of Delta's, they're tremendously underutilized. And so by making this move, the airport does benefit. Consequently, it's fair, one would think, for Delta to ask the airport to share in something that they benefit from. Now, this move will cost much more than the $300,000, and Delta is stepping up inside of a current lease agreement we have no obligation to do, and put some additional investments into the former Best Care Club, which will be the future Delta Sky Club, as well as some adjustments to the operation space down below the hold room levels with some new millwork. The carpeting is going to look great. So really the customer is going to win. Delta is benefiting because the airport is providing this subsidy. And the airport and the community, is benefiting from the from the non-airline revenue that will be derived from this. And then further down, if Mr. Bateman successfully moves some of the other chess pieces, some operations savings potentially from E going away. But that's not, this would enable this. Delta moving would enable further discussions about the future of E, but that has really nothing to do with why we're doing it and why we've agreed on this $300,000.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, Bogoski, then Suhar Bor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I was around for the heyday of Mitchell International when all of us were able to brag about it was the highest utilization in airport in the country, and things were wonderful, and we were all fat and sassy and that kind of thing. Obviously, times have changed, and I want to just personally ask Mr. Mattingly to also let your higher-ups know that we're grateful that you continue to be with us. We have been shunned by some airlines that we thought we had arrangements and deals. And so, first of all, you should know that we are very appreciative. Regardless, I know it's a business, and I know you're making money, but thank you for being there, you know? And that's important. And I think that this kind of acknowledgement, where we're going to make this kind of subsidy, if you will, lets the world know, if you will, that we're here to play the game. We're here to be a player. And that if you want to come to Milwaukee, you're going to have opportunities to work with management so that we can get that airport back to the capacity that it was in the 90s, in the early 2000s. I can still see the county executive at that time, Scott Walker, every month had a press release that talked about, you know, setting new records or whatever. And we can get back to that stage, but it has to start. We have to pick ourselves up, and this is the cost of doing business. And so, but I'm appreciative that Delta has confidence in the Milwaukee market, and that we're going to encourage whoever and whatever to come here and be part of our successes, because we need to get back to that full utilization.
Thank you for those comments, Supervisor. I'll make sure that I do take that message back to Atlanta.
Cool.
And I will say that this is a place, this is a good place for Delta to do business, and we appreciate Mr. Bateman and the leadership team here in terms of creating an atmosphere for our business to thrive. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask Director Bateman, what makes up the savings of closing Concourse E? You mentioned that.
Cutting back air conditioning and heat, mm-hmm. Turning off lights except safety lights, turning off power to the checkpoint, turning off power to the vending and the rotunda, power to gift shop, to the electronic fly information display system, and it's going to result in a reduction in overtime for the custodial department.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Just so I'm clear, are we completely closing Concourse E?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this move only relates to six gates on E and the complement on D. That question is going to come up in item six or five. Your question is coming up about closing the E.
Item six.
Is there a precedent in your business for this kind of revenue sharing for the cost?
Oh, yes.
Not revenue sharing, the cost
yeah.
sharing.
Yeah, it happens.
So this is not an unusual request.
No.
When you negotiate with Delta, is there an opportunity for a request that perhaps
right.
some additional direct flights be directed out of Milwaukee, at least on a trial basis?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, actually the numbers of the negotiation start off with what we normally would have done as an airport, as a part of a move, and I think that was around $220,000 or so was what we would be expected to do through the strong arm negotiations of Brian. You know, mm-hmm. We battled that around for a couple of months and we came up with $300,000. They'll spend much more than that. It's a tough business these days, the airlines, and the industry is consolidating. Fuel prices are at record levels. The prices of tickets are still reasonable in terms of where they should have been with inflation. And so every flight these days is now surgically looked at to make sure that it's making money for the airline. And they don't take a lot of time now to test markets like they used to back in the good old days. I think the most important thing we do is, as Supervisor Borkowski and you can do, is to emphasize that message to Delta that we want to be partners with their growth. But I don't think we can connect this fairly nominal payment to additional service. One of the problems with the airline business model today is that they basically only fly to their hubs, and occasionally they'll fly to other cities such as Kennedy and LaGuardia, which is what they're doing. But to have them overfly a hub is unusual because that's the way that model works. So for us to get a flight to Los Angeles, which we had at one time with Delta and Northwest and did well, and I know it's on the review table again, you know, we have to have enough passengers to go on that plane every day mm-hmm. and pay enough of a ticket price to produce enough yield to support that flight. Otherwise, they will cut it out. So it's a very tough market. But no, I did not connect a promise from them to add more activity as a result of this stipend.
Well, it sounds like we're making a business decision here.
Yeah.
and I don't disagree with Supervisor Borkowski's comments. However, I think our decision is that we approve this if it's in the best interests of our Milwaukee passengers. So I want to hear from you, Mr. Bateman, that this is in that interest.
Absolutely. It's in the best interest of the passengers and the best interest of the county.
And you're recommending it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I would like to thank both of you gentlemen, and I'd like to thank you for our meeting. But remember, in our meeting, we stated that we're going to have some nonstop from Milwaukee to other places so we can increase our passengers. So please keep working on that. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 2.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Mr. Matt, are you going to work on my luggage next time?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair.
I just want to check on that. All right, thank
actually,
you.
A one-way ticket, maybe to
no.
No. As long as it's one way.
Hey, as long as my luggage get back with me, that's all I'm worried about. Hey, no. This is something. It's not. Hey, he understands what I'm talking about.
Yes,
all right. Item.